We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Canterbury Summer Theater, and they've had a great season all this summer. We'll talk a little bit about that. Racecraft Crawford is the artistic director, so he's going to tell us about what's going on, and in a final show that they have coming up, it's called Scotland Road. Ray Scott, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Well, it's great to be here. Yeah, hi, Esther. It's good to see you, too. I was with you earlier in the year. In the summer.
It's great to see you, Ray Scott.
Well, you just finished kind of a fun show called the Honky Tonk Angels that closed on the 29th. But tell us a little bit about that. That was like a musical review, really.
It was. It's a tribute to all of the grand women of country music. So, you know, Dolly Parton and Shania Twain, you name it. Anyone you can think of. And it's a collection of all the songs that they made famous, but it's actually put into a story. So it's a little more of a traditional musical in that the three girls from three different walks of life are cast to the wind, so to speak, meet up with each other and decide they're going to Nashville to become stars. And that's the first act. And the second act, they get their dream. They actually put on a show at Honky Tonk Heaven in Nashville. So it's quite a show.
Ray Scott, the preview that you do on Saturdays completely just stopped the whole farmers market, and they all turned to watch. It was so this season of previews. Oh my gosh, so fabulous! Thank you so much.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad that we are out there and have the opportunity to promote the shows. And I think a lot of people who are there at the farmers market don't know about the Canterbury. And I think that awakens them a little bit to the talent that we have, you know, brought to town to entertain.
Yeah, phenomenal talent this year.
It's like the harmonies are you know, it's sad you missed them if you didn't get to see Honky Tonk, because the harmonies were great.
Can attest to that.
And Canterbury's been there for a long time. It's doing things and everything. It's just been a mainstay there in Michigan City. But you have another show coming up for just one weekend only. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. It's called Scotland Road, and that's a reference to a part of the Titanic that went from one end of the steerage, the third class, to the other end. And it is a mystery, thriller, psychological drama about a woman who is found on an iceberg in the early 90s. And she only says one word, and that's Titanic. Well, the descendant of John Jacob Astor, who, of course, died on the Titanic, his child was just unborn at that time, survived with the mother, and his great-grandson, John Jacob Astor, whatever number, brings that woman into an observatory, sort of a, you know, makeshift sanatorium space he's going to disprove her. That's his goal, is to disprove her, because she's getting a lot of attention. And he hires a professional psychologist to, you know, see to her needs, her medical needs, and what have you. And the show is about the unraveling of the story, but what the show goes through and takes us through is everyone's unraveled. There's also the last surviving before her survivor of the Titanic is brought in to question her too. So it's really it's an interesting look at that legend, for want of a better word, and the mystique and the mystery behind the Titanic sinking. And, you know, there is a connection to Michigan City. I've learned this, that one of the survivors was actually on her way to Michigan City, and she survived. She was detained in New York for a little while, but within a month, she was in Michigan City for her wedding, and she married and lived in Michigan City for a number of years, a couple of decades. And then she eventually moved on to Dearborn, Michigan, where she's buried now. But she lived, her address was 300-something Washington, which we know Esther is just up the road from
it
us.
It is.
Yeah, so I thought that was a really interesting tie-in.
Yeah, I had never heard that. That is phenomenal. Hey, Ray Scott, I have a question. Can you talk about the process of discovery of plays, especially when they are not commonly known like this one?
Well, this one is chosen by Bossier Parish Community College. I bring the troupe from my college where I teach up in the summertime at the end of the summer to do the last show of our season. they get a professional opportunity, and the Canterbury gets a rest. The resident company at this airing will be gone, the one that was there all summer. This is a new group of people that come in to do this show. We've done this for 18, 19 years. So this particular show is the last show of the Bossier Parish Community College's year's season. So it's sort of selected, you know, early on. We'll select it soon. Then after that, David Graham, who is the Associate Artistic Director, and I get together with members of the board, and we throw out shows that we think we want to consider based upon the size, scope, and cost. We can only use a company of about, you know, maximum 6, 7, 8 actors, and so we have to find shows that fit that and that we think we can cast. Also, that will bring something that we think our audiences will enjoy. We usually try to do a drama, maybe a mystery, a comedy, some, you know, and we always have at least 3 musicals of some sort.
Well, we only have a few moments left. Tell us about Scotland Road, dates, times.
August 3rd and 4th at 7 o'clock, August 5th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a matinee. That's a Saturday matinee. The number at the theater is 219-874-4269. You can go to canterburytheater.org to purchase tickets as well.
That's Artistic Director Ray Scott Crawford, Canterbury Theater, Scotland Road, August 3rd through the 5th. Thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Ray Scott.
And a Spotlight Extra. The Depot Museum and Gallery, in conjunction with Memorial Opera House, presents Film Fest at the Crossroads, featuring films about Northwest Indiana, August 10th at 6 p.m. Information can be found at memorialoperahouse.com. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.